奉耶稣圣名啊，分享见证。
How in the name of Jesus Christ, I share some testimonies.
圣经说哈，神哈，教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有水要充满的。
And so, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the head, is the church is the body of Christ.
那在神的教会当中，有许许多多神的作为，神的神迹奇事。
And in the church, there are many signs and miracles of God.
就应验这节圣经说的神所充满的各种神的作为，神的奇妙，神的恩典。
And so, according to the verse that Jesus fills all in all.
好，我要见证的就是真诚的教会是神安慰的教会，神在安慰我们。
And so I wanted to share that the church of the true God is the one that God comforts.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
And if we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们读第三、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
哥林多后书一章三节到四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
请念。
Verse 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. 4. Who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with we ourselves are comforted by God.
感谢神，这里说我们的神是一位安慰的神。
And so, thank God, it says here that God is the God of comfort.
而且他是各种各样不同的安慰给我们。
And he gives us all comforts.
我们在一切患难中，第四节，他就安慰我们。
That he comforts us in all our tribulation.
神不是独自的让我们不断的痛苦，不断的悲伤，不是的。
It is not that God neglects us during times of trouble.
他说，我们如果真的在患难当中，他一定是安慰。
That he would definitely comfort us in times of trouble.
我们在苦难中受到神的安慰，得到神的安慰过后，我们就能够用神所给我们的安慰，去安慰那些正在受痛苦的人。
And then after God has comforted us through times of trouble, we can go and comfort others.
感谢神，原来有时我们受苦，也是有神的旨意。
And thank God that when we suffer, it is with the will of God.
我们自己受过这种痛苦，我们明白那种软弱，我们明白那种过程。那我们就会去体谅现在正在受苦的那种痛苦的兄弟姐妹了。
And after we have gone through suffering, then we can understand the difficulties of those who are suffering.
亲爱的兄弟姐妹。
And fellow brothers and sisters.
我们的神是一位安慰的神。
Our God is a God of comfort.
神的教会是神要安慰的教会。
And the church is the one that God comforts.
我们有一位老姐妹，她的儿子，其中一位儿子呢，不孝顺。
There is a sister who has a son who is not obedient.
她把家业、主业、产业都输光了，赌输了，卖光了。
And he gambled away all of the family wealth and property.
这个老姐妹心里很痛苦。
And this elderly sister had much sorrow in her heart.
从跟她丈夫结婚，一直到两夫妇很努力的建立这个家庭，也建立他们的事业。
That since she got married to her husband, they built up their wealth.
到后来，现在连留下来的产业主业都没了。
And now they have no possessions even to pass on to their children.
你叫这老人家去哪里住呀？
And now where do you tell this elderly couple to go live?
我们累了还是有一间家还可以回家是吗？
When we are weary, we still at least have a home to return to,
虽然不是很大间。
And even though it might not be very large,
但毕竟是我们自己的家呀。
But it is our home.
所以他不能受安慰了。
And so she was no longer able to receive comfort.
还有加上很多债主债务来追债的问题啊。
And there were also many those debtors who came after him.
那段日子，他一直以泪洗脸，真的是常常流泪，常常哭泣。
And during that period of time, she often cried and shed many tears.
哭到她眼睛都肿起来。
And to the point where our eyes were swollen.
我听说严重的话，我听说了，一直哭没有节制，眼睛会瞎掉的是吗？不懂是不是呀？
I've heard that. I don't know if it's true that what you can cry to the point where you become blind.
她真的是很悲伤啦。
And she was very sorrowful.
主耶稣在看她一直这样哭也不是办法，耶稣看了也心里很痛呀。
And so when Jesus saw her crying, Jesus felt very sorrowful in his heart.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
That he comforts us in all our tribulation.
那有一天，她也在祷告中在哭泣。
And one time in her prayer, she was crying.
那主耶稣就派天使去安慰她。
And God sent an angel to comfort her.
那天使两个天使就到她的飞到她的面前。
And two angels flew into her presence.
天使第一句话就告诉她说，你不要伤心。
And the first thing the angel said is that do not be sorrowful.
她说我不能不伤心。
And she answered, I cannot help but
be sorrowful. 那天使说，那你不要哭。
Then the angel said, do not cry.
她说我不能够停止我的眼泪。
And then she responded, I cannot stop my tears.
那天使说，好，那我替你去擦眼泪。
And the angel said, fine, then I will wipe away your tears.
天使说要替他擦眼泪，他就看到天使的背后伸出一对翅膀出来。
And when the angel was wiping away her tears, then she saw the wings come out from the angel's back.
天使用他的翅膀让他抹眼泪啊。
And the angel used its wings to wipe away her tears.
这很奇妙，天使一跟他擦眼泪，他眼泪就停了。
And miraculously, when the angel wiped away her tears, she stopped crying.
天使叫他，你不要伤心。
And the angel told her, do not be sorrowful.
她说我不能不伤心。
And she said, I cannot help but be sorrowful.
天使说你不要哭。
And the angel said, do not cry.
她说我不能停止我的眼泪。
And she said, I cannot stop my tears.
天使说好，我替你擦眼泪。
And the angel said, fine, I will wipe away your tears.
那个翅膀一擦就停了。
And the angel wiped with her tears with his wings.
过后天使跟她说，那我们唱诗给你听。
And then the angel said, we will sing to you, sing hymns to you.
那两位天使就在他面前唱起诗歌来。
And then the two angels sang hymns before her.
他听到诗歌，他整个忧愁、整个重担、整个悲伤都没有掉了，突然间都消失掉了。
And then when she heard the hymns, all her sorrows, all her worries and anxieties, her burdens were lifted.
整个心都是快乐的，都充满喜乐，而且整个人都轻轻的。
And then after she sang hymns, she felt very light and she felt very wonderful.
有没有？有时候我们很累的时候，压力很重，重担很重，我们感觉到整个人很重的，我们走路也感觉到很沉重的，对不对？
And,
那种感觉很重。
We know how it feels that when there's much pressure and much burden on us, we are very heavy laden.
她说她整个人轻轻的，好像要飞起来这样，充满着喜乐。
But she said she was so joyful, so light that she felt like she was floating up in the air.
那就在天使在唱的时候呢，天上就传来一个号角声，号角知道吗？吹号的声音啊。
And then after she heard the, felt this, then there was a horn, a trumpet that was blowing from heaven.
那个天使说，哦，我们要回去了。
And then the angel said, we have to return back.
他听到天使要回去了，他抓住天使，抓住他不给天使走，他说不要走，你们不要走，再唱诗给我听啊。
And then when she heard this, she held on to the angel, said, please do not leave me, sing more hymns to me.
天使说不行，我们要回去。
And the angel said, no, we have to go.
因为有号筒响了。那个有它的意思的。
Because there is a purpose in the trumpet blowing.
那是一种召集，回来了，神在召集了。
It is a calling to return back home.
或者是天使长在召集了。
And there is the angels being called back.
我们不知道天上什么事情呢。
We do not know of heavenly matters.
但是天使是顺服的。
But the angels are very obedient.
绝对服从命令。一有吹号角，他们知道那个意思，他们就回去。
Once there is the sound of a trumpet, they submit and immediately respond.
不过我们以后将来我们回到天国就明白了，天上到底什么事情呢？还有吹号角啊。还有什么召集命令呢？我们以后回去就很清楚了。
But one day when we return back to heaven, then we will understand what all of this means.
然后天使要临走之前呢，告诉他说，你要唱诗145首。
And so before the angel left, the angel told her, you must sing a hymn 145.
天使要回去的时候交代他说，你要唱诗145，为什么？
And the angel told her, you have to sing hymn 145. Why?
不唱其他的诗歌。
Why not any other hymn?
你自己看看。
Look for yourself.
为什么？
Trusting Jesus.
依靠耶稣。
And it is trusting Jesus.
天使交代他你要依靠耶稣。
And the angel was telling her she needed to trust Jesus.
你总不能一天到晚要天使唱诗给你听嘛，对不对？
You cannot constantly ask angels to sing hymns to you.
天使唱了两首诗给你听。
And so the angel sang two hymns to you.
第三首。
And this is your third hymn.
又第四首。
And then the fourth hymn.
然后呢？
And then what?
明天呢？
Tomorrow.
后天呢？
The day after.
下个礼拜呢？
Next week.
我这个不是我们的信仰呀。
And this is not our faith.
我们不能够一天到晚要天使唱诗给我们听的，知道吗？
We cannot require that angels sing to us every single day.
我们要自己从悲伤中站立起来。
That we ourselves need to come up from a sorrow.
你是很悲伤，没错。
Yes, you are in midst of sorrows.
所以主耶稣派天使来安慰嘛。
And so God sent angels to comfort.
得到安慰之后，我们要站起来，有力量站起来。
And when we are comforted, then we need to have the strength to rise up.
我们如果没有力量站起来，我们就要依靠耶稣。
And if we do not have the strength to rise up, we need to trust in Jesus.
靠主耶稣来胜过这种苦难，靠主耶稣来度过这种悲伤。
Trust on Jesus to overcome troubles and to go through the sorrows.
所以怪不得天使说你要唱诗145首。
And so that's why the angel told her to sing him 145.
感谢神啊。
And thank God.
那安息日他到教会去聚会。
And so on Sabbath day she went to service to attend Sabbath service.
他一到教会呢，刚好那个领诗的人啊，会前诗颂啊，就唱了一首诗歌。他说这首诗很熟呢。
And so when she arrived for service, the hymn leader sang a hymn that was very familiar to her.
她想这首诗在哪里听过，很熟很熟啊。
And she was wondering, where have I heard this before? It sounds so familiar.
结果她在椅子上站起来说，我知道了，这首诗歌是天使唱的，那天天使唱这首诗歌。
And she stood up and said, I know, this is the one that the angel sang to me.
大家看过她，哪有天使唱诗啊？
And everyone looked at her and said, what angels?
她说那天天使就是唱这首诗歌呀。
And she said, that day the angel sang this hymn.
还记得吗？天使说，我们唱诗给你听。
And so if you remember, the angel said, let's sing hymns to you.
那个弟兄呢，领诗的诗，弟兄他就唱142首。
And so the hymn leader was leading hymn 142.
是什么？
Come ye
disconsolate.
Oh, sorry.
靠主消除忧伤是吗？
To rely on Jesus through your troubles. Yeah.
靠主耶稣消除忧伤，那就是天使唱给他听的。
And so, the angel sang this hymn to her.
这个见证真的是很宝贵，也得到很大的安慰。
And so, this testimony is very wonderful, and God brought her.
他也在教导我们说，是我们在悲伤痛苦的时候，我们一定要抓住主，一定要更加要依靠主耶稣。
And so this says, telling us that during times of sorrow, we need to trust in God and rely on God all the more.
唯有主才能够真正的帮助我们，才能够真正的安慰我们，才能够真正的让我们脱离这种悲伤。
And only then can the Lord help us and comfort us to escape from this sorrow.
你去靠人，依靠人，依靠这个，依靠传道，依靠那个没用的。我跟你，我们也没办法做什么的，最多能够安慰你，讲几句话，替你祷告而已啊。
And there is no no benefits to relying on anyone else. You can call up the ministers and ask them for help.
那是神安慰的见证哈。
But they cannot do much, and this is the testimony of a comfort.
我现在讲第二个见证。
And so I will share a second testimony.
就是我们来聚会的时候哈，我们的态度，我们讲话什么都要非常谨慎。
And so the second testimony is that we need to be very careful about the words that we speak and our attitude when
we come to church. 我们先看传道书第五章。
If we turn the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5.
传道书五章，我们读一节到二节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
请念。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 1. Walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. Verse 2. Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
好，这里说我们到神的殿哦，到神的殿要谨慎脚步哦。
And so here it says, walk prudently when you go to the house of God.
那而且呢，在神面前也不可以随便开口，要讲就讲，要骂就骂，不可以哦。
And we should not be rash with our mouth before God. So
因为你现在是在神的殿，在神的面前呢。
We should not be quick in speaking words
of harshness. 我们在奉主的名聚会当中呢。
That we are in the midst of service in the name of Jesus Christ.
不可心急发言哦。
And so do not be hasty with your words.
因为神在天上，你在地下，你的言也要寡少。
For God is in heaven and you are on earth, therefore let your words be few.
有一个慕道者，他来我们真教会慕道已经很久了。
There was a true seeker who had been seeking the truth for quite a while.
他是一个活教徒来的。
And he was a Buddhist.
那一般上跟我们一起祷告都没问题。
And didn't have any problems normally during prayer.
那天都不懂怎么搞的，他是要开玩笑啊，还是要跟神来作对啊，都不知道。
But we're not sure why. One day, we were not sure if he was joking or opposing God.
我们大家奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哈利路亚，讲哈利路亚，他就大大声念那个活教的那个四个字啊啊！活教一天到晚念的那句话，我不要念了，这不好念了。
And so, when we
那四个字啊，
When we knelt down to pray, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And when we said Hallelujah, he started chanting the Buddhist chants.
一天到晚念的那个活教徒，一天到晚念的。
And that is the chant that they.
我们哈利路亚，他就念这个；我们哈利路亚赞美主，他就念那个。那根本不是在对抗吗？在作对吗
？And every time we said Hallelujah, praise the Lord, he responded with this chant. Isn't this opposing God?
教会啊，不是活堂啊，不是活堂啊，这个是基督教会啊。
And so this is the church. This is not a Buddhist temple.
如果你要念那些东西，你要去活堂啊，不是来真耶稣教会啊，对不对？ And, 你走错地方了吧
？And if you want to recite Buddhist chants, you go to a Buddhist temple, not here in a church.
Okay, 那是在捣蛋还是在开玩笑的啦
？I don't know if he was causing trouble or just joking around.
结果神在天上听很生气呢。
And then what God heard in heaven, and it was very upset.
就派天使来骂他呢。
And sent an angel to rebuke him.
你在干什么？天使到他面前就骂他。你在干什么？你在做什么
？And then the angel appeared before him and scolded him. What are you doing?
不给他解释啊！天使揪起他的衣领哦，让整个把他揪起来。
And so the angel didn't even wait for a response, but picked him up by the back.
替他下楼呢?
And then the angel carried him to the staircase because it was on the second floor and I kicked him down the stairs.
我不敢啊,我不敢啊,听到那个楼梯,叮咚,叮咚,叮咚的声音。
And then the people, brothers and sisters who were praying, they were here, all they could hear is, I dare not to do it again, and heard him fall down the stairs.
然后又听到说,我不敢啊,我不敢啊。
And they heard him cry out, I dare not to do it.
过后安静了一下子就听到说,有神啊,有神,真耶稣教会有神啊。
And after a period of silence, all of a sudden you heard, oh, there is a God. In True Jesus Church, there is a God.
有一些弟兄姐妹就起来看到底发生什么事啊,原来是这个慕道者被天使踢到楼下去啊。
And so some of the brothers and sisters came up, ended prayer to see what happened. They saw that this true seeker had been kicked out of the church by an angel.
我们也听过很多天使的见证。
And we have heard many testimonies of angels.
天使救人啊,天使保护啊,我从来没有听过天使替人家下楼的呢。
I've heard many testimonies about angels delivering people and saving them, but I've never heard an angel kicking someone out of church.
其实在这个见证中,神还有保留他的慈爱怜悯啊。
But thank God that in the midst of this testimony, God still had his love and mercy.
如果神真的要审判你啊,你这样踢下去啊, 你不是手断就是骨头断啊, 不是这里断就那边断啊, 跟你讲啊。
That if you were truly kicked down the stairs, then you would break something or sprain a bone.
都没有啊。
But actually nothing happened.
因为神不是要让他受伤, 要他这个断那个断, 神是要警告他。
Because God did not want to injure him, but rather to warn him that this is the house of God.
但是很奇妙的,这样踢他下去的,他说他要洗礼啊。他马上上来说要洗礼,我们说没有了,现在又没有洗礼的时候了。And so the
miraculous thing is after he kicked, fell down all the way to the bottom of the stairs, he came up and said, I want to get baptized.
有些人你跟他讲两年,三年,十年,他都不管你。
There's some true seekers who come for 2-3 years and they just don't care. But then after this person was kicked down the stairs, he wanted to get baptized by an angel. And this is very cute testimony.
真的我们教会真的是属灵的教会,真的是有神有天使同在的,是真的。
And truly, this is a spiritual church of God with angels.
我们再讲第三个见证。And
the third testimony.
这个第三个见证呢,我给它起名叫做,那三位是谁?
And so the name of this testimony I call is, Who Are Those Three?
有一个外邦人,他听说我们真耶稣教会是神的教会。
And so there was a Gentile who heard that our church's name was True Jesus Church.
而且也风闻,这里很多神迹奇事。
And they had many signs and miracles.
有一天他就来看,这个教会怎样属灵,要怎样有神同在。
And so he wanted to see how this church was spiritual and had the abidance of God.
那他也是穿得很整齐,打领带,穿皮鞋,长袖衣。 他既然要看天使看神嘛,就要穿好一点嘛。
And because he wanted to see God, an angel, so he dressed up very formally when he came to church.
那个是靠近海边的教会,是乡下来的。
And so it was on the church was in the countryside by the sea.
结果他来看到,哎呦,什么神的教会,就是那些老人,小孩子,还有几个阿叔这样,没有什么特别,很平凡的教会,几个人,老人,小孩,阿叔。阿叔就是阿哥啦。什么是阿哥?
So when he arrived at church, it was a very poor church, and so there was just children and elderly and middle-aged. And so he thought, oh, since I'm here, I might as well endure to the end.
结果他从头聚会到结束到阿门,什么都没看到。
And then from the beginning of service all the way to the end, he did not see a single thing.
他坐在后面嘛, and he sat in the back. 我很失望啊。
And he said, I'm very disappointed.
他讲很大声耶, 大家都回头去看他。
And he spoke very loudly and everyone turned around to look at him.
你到底失望什么?
What are you disappointed about?
他就说, 我以为有什么神,什么属灵,什么天使啊,这里什么都没有啊。
That I was looking forward to the spiritual, to God and angels, but I've seen nothing.
我算得很清楚,包括我在内啊,才20个人聚会。
That including myself, there are only 20 people attending service.
那个负责点名的接待的说,你说什么啊?你刚才说,包括你在那20个人啊?
And so the usher heard him and said, what are you talking about? Including yourself, there are 20 people in attendance.
你有算错吗?
Did you count
incorrectly?
And he said, including myself, no, there are 20 people.
我们的接待的弟兄听到他这样说，大大声讲哈利路亚。
And then the usher loudly cried out, hallelujah.
我们接待有算啊，包括你在内才17位啊，请问那三位是谁啊？
And then,
多出的三位是谁啊?
The usher said, I only count 17. So who are those extra three
people? 而且当时弟兄姐妹都还没有离开嘛, 因为他马上讲我很失望,马上点。
Because at that time, no one left the chapel yet. And so when he said there are 20, they counted again, there are only 17.
他说没有,还有三位穿白衣的,很清楚,三个坐在前面,坐在一起的,穿白衣的,所以我印象很深。
And he says, no, there were three people sitting in the front pew wearing white.
而且他们的感觉是非常高贵啊,天使化作平凡的人,可是他的那种气质啊,那种美丽啊, 那种高贵啊,还是存在的。 他说很特别,他们很高贵的。And
he said these three people were very noble, that it were, they were, even though they were angels disguised on earth, that they still had a very noble attitude. And,
因为我们知道我们乡下教会老人啊,孩子啊,都穿衣服比较普通的啦,也没有什么高贵,什么气质,大家都做出工的人嘛。他说不是很特别的,很高贵的。
And so we know that in the countryside, that no one is dressed very formally, that all the children and all the members, they dress very casually.
负责人在问他,他们三个坐在哪里啊?
And so the council member asked, where did they sit?
就坐在前面,坐在一起啊。
And they sat in the front pew together.
那三位是谁啊?
And so, hallelujah, who are those three?
我很失望啊,真耶稣教会。
I'm so disappointed, True Jesus Church.
他看到天使了啦。
And he saw angels.
感谢主后来来信主了。
And so thank God he came to believe.
真的,我们真教会聚会,真的神同在,真的是个很奇妙,神同在的教会。
And so I thank God that True Jesus Church is the church where God abides in.
好,我要讲另外一个见证。
And so then we'll share another testimony.
有一位长老呢,一个老长老呢,老工人呢,他常常走路到另一个乡村去传福音。
And there's an elderly elder who likes to go to another village to preach the gospel.
那一天有三个恶人,拿着棍,木头那棍,在路口那边等。
And so that day there were three evildoers waiting on the road with bats.
那么刚好附近呢,有一间杂货店,就是卖杂货店。
And so there was a grocery store around the corner.
那个老板就出来问这三个年轻人,你们在这里做什么?
And so the owner came out and asked the three youths what they were doing.
因为看到他们拿着棍,他们在这里做什么?
Because they were holding bats in their hands, he asked, what are you doing? And they said, we're waiting for one person.
他来的时候,我们要把他的腿打断他。
And we want to break his leg.
老板就问,这个人是谁啊?他得罪你们吗?
And so the owner asked, who is this person? Did he offend you?
他说他没有得罪我们。
And they said, he did not offend us.
可是我们就是要打他,打断他的腿。
But we just want to break his leg.
叫他不能够再来我们的村里传福音。
That he cannot enter into the village to preach the gospel.
这个人是传福音的哟。
And oh, this person is a preacher.
那是什么教会的呀?
And what church is he from?
这三个其中一个说,他好像是真耶稣教会的。
And one of them said, oh, it seems like it's True Jesus Church.
这个老板说,真耶稣教会的,你不可以动他呀。
And the owner said, oh, True Jesus Church, then you cannot touch him.
你们没有听过啊?
Have you not heard?
他们奉耶稣圣名,那个富鬼的鬼都跑掉啊。
That when they cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, the demons are run away.
那些切腿的,不能走路的,奉耶稣圣名叫他走路,他 起来走路,你没有听过这些见证啊?
That the lame and the crippled, after they are healed in the name of Jesus Christ, they're able to walk. Have you not heard these testimonies?
杂货店的老板跟这些三个年轻恶人说,你不可以动真耶稣教会的人啊。
And so the owner of the grocery store told them, you cannot touch this True Jesus Church member.
当这个老板正在讲的时候呢,我们的老工人啊, 就拿着拐杖,这样慢慢地走过来了,走过来。
And so while the owner was still speaking, the elderly member from our church was walking by on his cane.
这三个年轻人看到我们的老工人来了,老铺人来了。
And so,
拿着那个棍,冲前去要打他。
And so when these three youngsters saw this elderly man walking with his cane, they ran to hit him.
结果还没有到这个老仆人的面前啊, 三个工人惊慌地把棍丢掉啊, 拼命跑啊, 跑得很快啊, 拼命跑。
And even before they got to him, they suddenly threw away their bats and then ran the other way.
这个事情, 那个帐篷店老板看到一清二楚, 正在看做这种事情。
And so the owner saw everything very clearly.
老板就奇怪, 就没看到什么, 就是一个老人走路, 他们为什么怕到这样子呢?
And then the owner was confused as to why nothing happened, yet these boys were running away from him.
后来过了好几天啊,
and after a few days,
在杂货店里又遇到其中一个年轻人。
He encountered one of the youths in his grocery store.
这个杂货店老板就问, 那天你们发生什么事? 为什么你们跑这么快?
And the owner asked, what happened that day? Why did you run away so quickly?
我就看他就是一个老人啊, 你们怕什么? 你们不是说要打断他的腿吗?
All I saw was an elderly man. Weren't you going to break his leg?
他说那天啊, 有两个穿白衣的人拿着刀啊, 我不跑啊, 不跑命都没啊, 还不跑啊, 有两个穿白衣的, 保护这个老人啊,
and, so,
手里拿着刀啊,
and so there were two men dressed in white holding knives that if they didn't run, they would lose their lives.
天使拿刀,
and the angels were carrying knives.
你当看见证也好, 你从圣经上看到, 天使拿刀的时候, 就是临结征战, 就是打仗的。
If we see the Bible, anytime angels hold swords, then it is a spiritual battle.
是属灵的战争啊。
It is a spiritual battle.
传福音也是属灵战争嘛, 我们早上讲了。
And this morning, we had mentioned that preaching the gospel is a spiritual battle.
将起来,我们就把福音带到平安,恩典,福气带到那个乡村。
And which is to say, we bring grace and peace and truth into that village.
你最多不要相信而已, 最多你不要相信, 你不要听。
At the very least, you do not need to believe, you do not have to listen.
不会说拿来打断他的腿的, 不会的嘛, 对不对?
There's no reason for you to break an elderly man's
所以,
leg.
启示录说, 他们是撒旦议会的人, 就是撒旦帮。 撒旦集团,撒旦的儿女,撒旦有他的人的,
and so in Revelations it says that these are children of Satan, they belong to Satan.
他们就是被魔鬼用的,是属于魔鬼的,魔鬼叫他们做什么他就做,你去干什么就干什么,你去杀谁就去杀谁,
that they are instruments of Satan, that whatever Satan commands them to do, they do.
所以请你注意哦, 我们的生活社会这个层上哦, 有撒旦的人的,
and so we have to be careful. In our society, there will be people who are used by Satan.
这是神保护, 工人啊,
and so this is God's protection of a holy worker.
东跳西跳讲, 没关系, 想到什么就讲什么。
I'm kind of bouncing all over the place, whatever comes to mind.
好, 我们那边有一次在建会堂的时候,
and one time when we were building a chapel. In...
哎呀, 建会堂总是常常吵吵闹闹的, 很奇怪的。
And it's very interesting that any time a chapel or a church is being built, it always causes some conflict.
这也说出当我们要爱神建圣殿的时候, 魔鬼就来工作啦, 借助人的骄傲啦, 借助人的不满啦, 借助这样的, 好, 破口啦, 就来乱, 几乎到处都是这样, 几乎。
And so it's interesting that in all the holy work that Satan will attack, they're using man's pride, their unsatisfaction, and their breaches.
那有一位主要这个整个带领这个建会堂的哦, 而且是监工的, 哦, 整个都是他在负责的, 他受很多苦啦, 一直被人家, 被信徒骂, 被这个骂, 被那个骂。
And so the person who was in charge of building the of coordinating the construction of the chapel was being attacked by everyone.
有一次他真的受不了了啦,他生气了。
And finally one day he could not take it any longer.
他拿着那个布纸,记录布纸啊,今天做了什么,做了什么,一些记录簿,一些资料。
He looked at the record.
不该了,建什么会堂啊? 然后很粗鲁地说, 不干了,丢掉了。
He threw down the record book and he just got mad and he said, "There's no, I'm not building it anymore."
他马上,他好像有讲了一句很粗话这样了,他已经生气了,已经失控了,他生气了。
He might have been so angry, he might have said something obscene.
他的嘴巴歪掉,马上歪掉啊,整个嘴巴歪掉。
And immediately his mouth went...
讲不到话,嘴巴歪了,怎么讲话,讲不到话。
Just got, became disfigured, and so no matter what happened,
要求神原谅,要求神都讲不到啊。
And no matter, immediately his mouth was disfigured, he could not.
祷告啊,一直祷告,从心里讲啊,讲不出来了,他的嘴巴歪掉了。
And he, even with his mouth, he could not speak to ask God for forgiveness, and he went to pray.
他, 为主你原谅我啊。
And he asked God for forgiveness, please forgive me.
他嘴巴在祷告中哦, 恢复正常。
And in the midst of prayer, his mouth returned back to normal.
哎呀，这个也是一个很奇妙的见证哦。
And so this is a very miraculous testimony.
哎呀，拜托你们啦，他们负责这些做建筑的已经是很累了，受的压力很大，不要再骂他嘛。
And so please,
是吗？你害到人家嘴巴歪掉。是吗？
So please do not accuse or rebuke those who are in charge of coordinating.
很容易都怎么应该这样，应该那样，这什么办？讲的人很容易，因为他不用负责任的呀。
And it's easy to say and to give suggestions when you're not the one in charge of the construction.
策划的人就要负很大责任去做这个，去改这个，去修这个。
But the one coordinating it is really going through a great deal of work.
但是这个真正也告诉我们，你看哦。我们为神建筑一定有魔鬼工作。
And so this tells us that if holy workers are working, then Satan is also attacking.
那么我们负责的人，有参与这个建堂工作的人，如果我们灵修不好，我们的道我们不够温柔，我们脾气暴躁，那就很容易给魔鬼留地步。
And so this also teaches us as council members, if we are not spiritually cultivated, then we leave room for Satan.
如果跟对方相骂，那就更糟糕了，就吵起来了，教会就开始乱了。
And if we would argue back to other members, then it would cause chaos in the church.
所以我们既然已经要决定要为主耶稣背十字架，建会堂的十字架，我们就要忍，就要已经要告诉自己，无论发生什么，我都要忍耐，我都要有好的行为。不要羞辱主耶稣。
And so if we bear the responsibility of helping out with the construction, we must learn to endure and be patient with others.
你虽然很爱主，愿意为主劳苦，愿意为主耶稣做个证，可是不代表我们可以这样发脾气，这样的丢东西，这样的骂粗话，是不是？
And
不可以啊，主耶稣不高兴了，不可以，嘴巴歪掉了，你没得好讲了。
And just because we decide to labor and serve God does not mean that we can be angry and scream and yell.
好，我再讲另一个安息的见证。
And then I will share about a testimony of Sabbath.
我们教会有一位负责人呐，他是开那个家具店的，卖家具的家私啦。
And so there's a council member who sells furniture.
那他呢很有信心，每逢安息日一定关门啊，关店不做生意。
And on every Sabbath day, he would shut down his store.
那他有一班伙计呢，那工人呢就笑他，然后自己他们工友是聚在一起的时候就批评我们的这位弟兄，说他傻的他。
And so there's some people who say that, oh, this owner is very foolish that he closes a shop on Saturday.
拜六礼拜生意最好，拜六的时候大家有时间来挑选，来买东西，买家具。他就偏偏不做工，不关店，然后耶稣养他，耶稣从天上掉东西来给他吃呀，耶稣掉钱来给他储粮啊，给薪水啊，他就一直在笑了，在骂了。
And so they were mocking him that Saturday and Sundays, of course, are when business is best. And so is Jesus going to send down food for him to sustain his life?
这个工人呢，到处他回去找朋友聊天也好，家人也好，他都是这样跟他们讲：我的老板傻的，耶稣养他的。
And so the workers all go back and mock their boss, saying that they just rest on Sabbath.
有一天他睡觉的时候主耶稣来找他。
And then one day while he was sleeping, Jesus came to look for him.
他睡着突然间有很大的声音叫他的名字。
Suddenly there was a loud voice calling out his name.
他就起来看。
And so he came to look.
没有人
But there was no one there.
他又躺回去睡。
And then he went back to sleep.
又有很大的声音在叫他的名字。
And then again there was a loud voice calling out his name.
他就推开门来看又没有人啊。
And then he went out to look and yet there was still nobody.
到底谁叫我呢？
And so who was calling me?
他开始有点怕怕了。
And so he started to be a little bit fearful.
晚上有人轻叫你的名字，不是好事情来的呀。
Yeah, when someone calls out your name in the middle of the night, it's not a good thing.
又回去躺坐了，怕这样躺坐。
And so he went back and laid on his bed.
这第三次，主耶稣叫他名字很大声哦，吓到他从床上跳起来呢。
And so the third time,
很大声，像打雷的声音，很大声的叫他。
God called out his name so loud that he jumped out of bed, just like the sound of a lightning.
后来他从那个窗口这样看那个缝这样看了，他不敢开门了啦，他吓死他了，他到底是看到底什么东西来的，到底是什么啊，什么事情啊。
And so he dared not open the door, so he peeked through the window.
他从窗口这样去看那个 看到天上哦，有一道光从天上射，一直射到他的房间来，那个光直透他的房间。
And so when he looked out the window, he saw a light shine from heaven into his room.
有一个发光的白衣的，看到一个人呐、啊，从光那边天上一直往他家里来，跟着那个光了下来。
And so he saw a man wearing white and coming down that following the light into his house.
你知道他看到这个事情他做什么，你知道吗
？And you know what he did when he saw this?
他赶快跪下来拜啊！他说：“观音啊，原谅我，观音。”他把耶稣当作是观音呐、啊，他认为那个，他以为那个是观音呐、啊，那个偶像啊。
Oh, so he thought it was an idol or a god. So he knelt down and he asked this idol to forgive him.
主耶稣说。就显现在他面前
And then Jesus appeared in front of him
就责备他
And then rebuked him
你为什么讥笑我的仆人
Why do you mock my servant
他是遵守我的道理遵守我的诫命
He is observing my commandments
他是我忠心的仆人
He is my faithful servant
你为什么讥笑他
How dare you ridicule him
讲过后、哦、他吓到那边一直发抖耶稣责备虽然是这些几句这样话很可怕的
And so even though Jesus spoke these short few words, he was very frightened.
他自己一直在那边发抖啊。
And he was shaking.
我被耶稣骂过，我了解这种情形。
I've been rebuked by Jesus, and so I understand the
circumstances. 整个人在发抖，牙齿都咔咔咔咔，那个脚都一直在打战啊。我被耶稣骂过的，我坏啊，因为我不是好人啊。
I've been rebuked before by Jesus personally, so my teeth have been clattering and my knees knocking.
那个是另外一个见证了。
That's another testimony.
那就是要报名杜神学了，后来就不要了，不要去了，被耶稣骂了。
Because I originally signed up for theological seminary and then I decided not to.
那耶稣离开过后呢？耶稣消失过后呢
？And after Jesus disappeared,
他开始他的脸开始肿，整个人肿，开始一直肿，一直肿，一直肿。
And so his entire body, starting from his face to the rest of his body, started to swell. And everything started to itch.
肿到他呼吸都困难，因为那个脸一直肿，一直肿哦，塞住了那个鼻孔啊，呼吸都困难啊，一直用嘴巴呼吸啊。
And even he swelled to the point where he could no longer breathe because his nostrils were swelled up, and so he had to breathe through his mouth.
那是又三更半夜啊。
And that was in the middle of the night.
结果他就很辛苦的一直到天亮，因为用嘴巴呼吸啊。
And so he suffered all the way till morning because he was breathing through his mouth.
全身都是很痒。
And he itched all over his body.
后来去看医生，打针吃药，也不能消肿。
And so he went to the doctor for injections and to take medication, but it would not reduce the swelling.
停止。
And he could not stop the itchiness.
弄到他全身流血，一直爬着爬流血啊，流脓啊。
And so he
很凄惨啊。
Scratched the point where he was bleeding and had pus.
他才知道哦，耶稣是不能得罪的，主耶稣不能够讥笑，不能够毁谤的。
And so he realized that you could not offend Jesus, that you should not ridicule.
哦，一直教耶稣啊，原谅我，耶稣我不懂啊，主耶稣啊，他说耶稣啊。我不懂啊，你原谅我啊，我不知道呀。
And so he cried out, "Jesus, I didn't know. Please forgive me."
自从那天，他不敢回来做工了，都不敢再回来了。他怕耶稣的啦。
And from
他怕信耶稣的，他都怕了，连信耶稣的他都怕了啦。
From that day on, he was too scared to go to work. Not only was he afraid of Jesus, he was afraid of believers of Jesus.
是后来另一个伙计、另一个工人哦，知道他的情形哦，他才跟我们的教会的弟兄讲。跟他的老板讲。
And it wasn't until later when the other worker found out, he told his boss.
哦，他说你们的耶稣很厉害啊！那天你的耶稣去骂那个人呢。
And then he told his boss, "Hey, your Jesus is so amazing that he rebuked this other guy."
我们弟兄问主耶稣为什么骂他？他没做什么，耶稣为什么？耶稣不会乱骂人啊。
And so the owner asked him, "Why did Jesus rebuke him? Jesus doesn't rebuke randomly."
我们在后面一直讲你的坏话，一直笑你，你不知道。
And the worker said, actually, you don't realize this, but we are always ridiculing behind your back.
耶稣替你讲话，耶稣替你出头啊。
That Jesus defended you.
感谢神啊。
And so thank God.
这也是一种主耶稣跟我们替我们伸冤的一个见证啊。
And so this is a testimony of how God defends us.
耶稣替我们讲话。
That Jesus speaks on our behalf.
所以有时我们受委屈也好，受误会也好，我们不需要，我们安静就对了啦。让主耶稣替我们说话了。
And so when we suffer rebuke or incorrectly, then we let Jesus defend us and speak on our behalf.
好，我再讲是吗？还有时间是吗？还有好，再讲一个安息日神管教的见证。
And I would also like to share about a Sabbath that Jesus rebuked.
我们教会有一位信徒哦，他要搬家。
And so there's a member in our church who wanted to move.
我们都劝他哦，他要在安息日来搬家。
And he wanted to move on the Sabbath day.
大家劝他说，你不要这样。
And everybody said, please don't.
你可以礼拜搬啊。
And you can move any other day.
礼拜也没有上班，大家都得空，大家都可以帮你啊。
And on Sunday, you're not working, and everyone else can help you.
他要从南部搬到北部去了。
And he was going to move from the south to the north.
他说他的意思说，如果礼拜搬呢，那到那边已经很累了，那拜一就要上班了。
And his thinking was, if I move on Sunday, then I'll be very tired, and Monday have to
work. 他也会打算为自己考虑啊。
And he will plan in advance.
如果拜六搬呢，搬到那边去，礼拜还可以休息睡觉啊，他就是这样打算啊。
And so he planned that if he moved on Sabbath day, then he could still rest on Sunday.
但只是大家说这不好啊，安息日我们要敬拜神啊。
But many people encouraged him, said, you should not do this because Sabbath is for worshiping God.
刚才那个祷告会传道不是给我们看以赛亚书多少章吗？安息日不做私事，不讲私话，不办自己的事吗？刚才哈，五十八章嘛，刚刚才读啊。
And so this morning, earlier the preacher had talked about Isaiah chapter 58, that we should honor the holy day of the Lord.
其实这种道理我们是懂的，是老信徒来的。
And so actually, we all know this truth.
结果他硬硬搬。
But he was very determined in moving.
这样还没关系，因为有些弟兄姐妹又有爱心哦，看他这样可怜啊，有好几个年轻人啊，大概整八个到十个去帮他搬家，变成那八个弟兄姐妹也没有来聚会。
And so, now,
因为要帮他呀。
And so not only did he move on Sabbath day, but also because the brothers and sisters had so much concern for him that some of the youths, about 8 to 10, went to help him and skipped service.
现在我在这里顺便呼吁那些信徒、哦、弟兄姐妹，你不要爱心没有真理啦。
And so I want to remind the brothers and sisters, do not love without any truth.
他在做违反道理的事情，他正在、哦、不听主耶稣的话，你还去帮他一把，我爱心很大，我去帮他。你开玩笑啊，你真的是。
If he is breaking the commandment of God and you go and help him out of love, then this is wrong.
结果耶稣不高兴了。
And Jesus was not happy.
这个车、哦、他搬家那个卡车。
And the truck that he was moving.
那么这个弟兄一家人，他太太，他两个孩子，一家人自己开车走嘛、哦上路了，我们说上路。
And so this truck was driven by this brother, his wife, and two children.
一路上都没事情哦，安息日哦，一路上都没事情。
And on the Sabbath day, their whole journey, they encountered no trouble.
就已经进入到北部了，哈，从南部进入到北区了，已经进入到那个北部了，到了北部了。
And so from the north to the south, they entered into the south.
还有一个小时就到家。
South to the north. And so they were an hour away from home.
结果发生车祸。
And then they encountered a car accident.
他的孩子当场死亡十几岁的孩子当场在车祸中死亡
His teenage son and, immediately died
然后他的女儿呢被重伤昏迷不醒在医院好几天昏迷不醒
And then his daughter lost consciousness and was in a coma for a few days
虽然生命救回来但是脸已经破相了受伤了
And even though she did not die, she was still alive, but her face was
disfigured. 现在看到她脸上伤口，就想起这个神的管教。
And so whenever we look at her face, we see the teaching of
the 父母亲没事哦，一点事都没有。
And so that nothing happened to the parents.
这个是很明显神的管教来的。
And so this is a very clear teaching of God.
有时我们甘愿自己受伤，但是都不愿意孩子有受伤，对不对？甘愿自己来受这种痛苦。我们都不会让孩子受痛苦，但是神就让孩子死亡，让孩子受伤，让一个昏迷，这个是对父母很大的打击，非常大的打击。
As parents,
但是问题父母没事呀。
As parents, we would rather ourselves suffer rather than our children, but in this case, that one of their children died, and the other one was unconscious.
当我们讲这个见证，有一些不明白的人说：“你看你们的耶稣，哇，这样惩罚人，这样没有爱心，又来骂耶稣了。”
And I know,
我们一定有些那个道理不懂的人又来骂耶稣了，我知道一定是这样的。
And I know as I share this testimony, there will be some who do not understand the truth and say,
你为什么一直
责
备耶稣，一直是怪耶稣？你为什么不责备这个人？你为什么不怪这个人？
And but why do you accuse Jesus? Why don't you accuse this brother?
不是透过很多长子传道弟兄姐妹劝你不要不要不要啊，你没有听到的咩？
Wasn't it through all the ministers and the holy workers that encouraged you not to do this?
然后发生事情了，你就来怪耶稣没有保护你。 耶稣要怎样保护你？ 你都不走他的道路， 你都不听他的话， 怎样保护你啊？ 保护你就等于说， 哎呀， 安息日不必守也可以的， 不必理耶稣的， 反正也平安， 是不是这样呢？ 那大家有样学样呀。
And if you do not follow the commands of God, how can you have the protection of God that you want to do what you want to do?
所以我看主耶稣真的很痛苦。
And I feel that Jesus was very
管教我们,
sorrowful.
人家又批评说他没有看顾,
and so when he disciplines his own, then people feel that he has no love.
不责备不管教我们, 你任凭我们呢, 我们今天就一年两年都是这样不理他的, 不, 哦, 有些人根本不来聚会的。
But if God does not discipline, then there people would go lost for a year or so.
你要主耶稣怎么做呀?
So what do you want Jesus to do?
圣经说神所爱的一定管教。
And so the Bible says that God disciplines those who he loves.
他不管教就等于说他根本不任凭你了，随你了，你要怎样就怎样吧，你去吧。
If he does not discipline you, it seems that he does not care that he will let you do what you want.
反正我连骂你都不用了，我连骂都懒得骂你了。
That I'm even too tired, I wouldn't even take the effort to rebuke you.
如果真是这样，那等于说耶稣放任凭我们了，不理我们了。
Then God will have neglected us and given up on us.
好，我要再讲什么见证呢？ 讲轻松一点的，这个是审判的，比较沉重哦，听到比较沉重。
So let's talk about lighter testimony. Since this one, the past one was about punishment.
有一次我们神学院毕业的时候呢，就到我们东马沙巴去实习。沙巴就是很多土著教会，很多山地教会。And
so after graduating from seminary, we went to Eastern Malaysia in Sabah to preach.
在山地办灵恩会真的很过瘾的，很特别的感觉。
And so when we went up to the mountains to preach, it was very moving.
那边吃的、用的都是在山里面的那些鼠鹿啦，那些打到的猎物啦，那些野菜啦，很多的。
So all the food that we ate in the mountains, they were very fresh. They were all from the mountains.
冲凉呢，洗澡呢，灵恩会还有两个小时休息吃饭冲，教会后面就一条大河，跳下去，很过瘾呢。 灵恩会还去游泳，游泳上来又继续灵恩会，很好玩的，那水很清很凉。
There were 2 hours break during the spiritual convocation, so after dinner we would go take a bath in the river right behind, so you just jump in and you could swim.
有一次那个教会，那间教会办灵恩会的时候，
and one time when that church was having spiritual convocation,
刚好前个要办灵恩会的一个礼拜，那几天一直下雨呀。
And that week before, it kept raining.
所以他们没有办法出来去办货，买菜、买鱼、买肉，没有办法出来，因为一下雨那个路就烂了，那个车一般上的车不能走了。And
so, so they could not go out to buy food because the roads were too wet and soggy for anyone to transport.
走路也一直下雨，没办法走出来啊。And
it was too muddy for anyone to walk.
走路要一天多啊，兄弟啊，听好啊，一天多走出来，一天。
And it would take about a day's journey to go get food. But the week before, it kept raining and they could not actually leave.
雨停再去买吧。
And so they kept thinking, oh, when the rain stops, we'll go out and buy food.
结果到灵恩会雨都没有停啊。
But up until spiritual convocation, the rain did not stop.
他们就紧张了。
And so they started getting anxious.
没鱼没肉，这样怎么样来接待呢？
How can we host everyone if there's no food?
所以他们的弟兄那些打猎的都是他们的专业来的。 就到森林上面去找猎物。
And so that time the hunters went out to go look for food.
那几天找了好几天，一个猎物都没有打到。
And they hunted for several days, but they could find no food.
这个是很反常的事情啊。
This is very unusual.
那我们就到那边灵恩会了，我们国外的，也不是说国外啦，也是马来西亚，我们外地的啦，应该说。
And so,
还有本地的传道人就开那个四轮的车，四轮启动的车进去了。And
so us workers from other parts of Malaysia and the local ministers, we drove in on a four-wheel drive.
结果到那边，看那些信徒一直在呱呱呱呱在吵啦，在骂啦。And
we saw the members arguing with one another.
我们就问什么事情呀？灵恩会为什么好像在吵架这样呀？
We ask, what's wrong? It's a spiritual convocation.
Why
are you arguing?
结果好几个妇女、好几个姐妹，一直来到我们面前，一直哭啊，一直说对不起，对不起，一直哭呢。我们说发生什么事情呀？
And so many of the sisters came up to us crying, saying sorry, sorry. And we asked, what was wrong?
他说我们现在没有东西请你们吃，没有肉请你们吃。
They said that we have no meat to give to you to eat.
只有一些野菜。
Just some vegetables.
他们心里很过不去。
And in their hearts, they felt very embarrassed.
因为有传道人来，又有外地的传道人来。
Because there are ministers from afar.
又是一个灵恩圣一个大会，灵恩圣会来的。
And so this is also a large spiritual event.
他们就怪那些负责人哦，不早一点去打猎，不早一点出去买肉咯。
And so they blame the council members for not going hunting earlier and to get food.
当然，我们传道人就劝他没关系，我们就吃野菜嘛。
And so the minister said, it's okay, let's just eat vegetables.
还是有菜吃了呀。
And we still have vegetables to eat.
可是他们真的是很内疚哦，结果哭了，这个哭那个也哭，哇，很多人信徒都在哭，哎呦，吓到我们了。
And so, but everyone felt so bad that everyone started crying and it really frightened us.
那么有个负责人就带领大家去会堂里面祷告，你知道吗？在会堂里面祷告。
One minister brought them into.
求神原谅吧，因为没有肉请传道吃，求神原谅。我也是第一次感觉到，因为没有肉请传道吃，所以求神原谅。
And so one of the ministers led everyone to the chapel to pray for forgiveness that they did not bring meat for the ministers.
我们大家也是一起去祷告吧。
And so we all went to pray with them.
好，祷告不久，大概过了二十分钟，二十分钟。
And after about 15-20 minutes of prayer,
外面那些孩子在欢呼啊，一直很高兴的在跳，在喊啊，在叫啊。
There was the shout and from the children outside.
教会里面祷告，一般人在哭，外面在那边一直欢呼。到底发生什么事呀？
And so inside the church, everyone was crying, and outside, everyone was rejoicing.
原来有一只山羌啊，一只鹿啊，跑到教会来哦，站在教会那边，就是门口哦，就是不走。你赶它，它也不走，就是站在那边。然后有一个小孩子哦，跳上去抱住它，它也不走。
So there was a deer that came to the front of the church and just stood there, and as the children tried to push it away, it would not move. So one of the children jumped on the deer and held onto it.
这是个很奇妙的神迹呢，很可爱的神迹。
It was delivered by God, and so it's a very wonderful testimony.
请肉吃。
And so Jesus invited provided meat for us to eat.
这是不可能，他们都是打猎，他们住山上的人打猎是他们的专业来的，大家都找不到猎物，一只都没有，怎么有一只会跑到教会来，而且不会走的？
And so because they lived in the mountains, so hunting is their expertise, and so yet they still, this would never happen.
耶稣看到这些负责人，这些信徒太可爱了。没肉吃也无所谓的嘛，对不对？就是没肉吃咯，传道吃太好了，就让他吃一点野菜吧，每天吃大鱼大肉，可是他们不肯啊，教会过意不去啊。哎，耶稣说，哎，好了好了，送一只鹿给你们吃吧。
And so Jesus saw that this church was so loving and so cute that even though he wanted the ministers to eat vegetables only, because they usually eat too much, but God delivered some meat for them.
这个是个很温馨的见证啊，真的很温馨啊。
And so it's very comforting testimony.
其实这就是单纯。
And this is purity, very innocent.
教会的爱哦，教会弟兄姐妹也对工人的那种尊敬跟爱护，我们很感动。
And so we are very moved by the love and the
连主耶稣都感动。
And even Jesus was moved.
主耶稣就真的听他们祷告，安慰他们。送一只鹿来，他们就笑了。本来是哭的，笑了。本来大家都笑了，从流泪到笑，欢笑了，欢呼了。
And so what started off with much sorrow and tears ended up with rejoicing when God sent a deer.
我觉得在教会的接待当中啊，大鱼大肉，有些是接待龙虾。我说最忘不了的就是那一次，主耶稣亲自的请吃饭。最感动的那一餐饭呢、啊。
And the most loving and most touching meal I had was that meal when God sent the deer.
愿一切荣耀归给主。
May all the glory and honor be unto God.
传道是不是到了？到了是吗？到了哈。还有十五分钟，还要讲吗？讲多一个，好，讲多一个啊。
Another one.
讲多一个，那我要讲的就是生命册上的。神把生命册上的名字涂掉，开始涂掉了。
And so I would like to share about a testimony of God blotting out a name from the book of life.
所以你要注意哦，不要以为说写在名字写在生命册上就没事了，我的名字已经在里面，没事了。
And so do not think that as long as your name is recorded in the book of life, then all is well.
如果我们继续的这样没有好行为，没有荣耀神，主耶稣会把名字涂掉。
And if we do not have good deeds or actions, then God will blot out our names from the book of life.
哦，你不信，你看启示录。
And if you do not believe, look at Revelation.
他会把它涂掉的。
And God says He will blot out His name.
请看启示录的第三章。
If we look at Revelation chapter 3,
我们读第五节。
Verse 5.
第四、第五节，请念第四、第五节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4, you have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. 5, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
这里耶稣应许哦，承诺说，不从生命册上涂抹他的名字，不涂抹。
And so God says, Jesus says he will not blot out the name from the book of life.
但是你看清楚哦，不涂抹是对那些得胜的人这样讲的，得胜的。
And so he, if we look closely, he's talking to those who are victorious.
而且呢是穿白衣的。
And to those who wear white garments.
而且第四节说呢是未曾污染衣服，衣服没有肮脏的。
That they have not defiled their garments.
这些人呢得胜的呢，这样穿白衣的呢，我不涂抹他的名字，从生命上我不涂抹。但换句话说，如果不是这样，那就开始涂了。
And so, God says, Jesus says that if you have not defiled your garments, then I will not blot out your name. Which is to say that if you do not follow these, then He will blot out your name.
因为有点不好意思，我不讲这个人的名字了。有一位信徒。
And so there is a member.
在圣餐礼的时候。
During Holy Communion.
他每次圣餐就是这样睡觉，甚至睡到流口水那一种。圣餐哦，口水这样滴下来呢。太难看了吧。
So he will fall asleep during Holy Communion to the point he's drooling.
他为什么常常这样呢？
And why is he often like this?
没有敬畏神，也没有尊重圣餐。
And he does not fear God or respect the Holy Communion. 而且很多年都是这样了的呀。And it was like this for many years.
在圣餐的时候，那个传道就开始注谢了。
And so during the Holy Communion, the minister started to bless.
注谢的时间不会很长的，很短而已。
And actually, this is a very short prayer.
可是主耶稣让他看他一从懂事的时候一直到今到现在他所做的那些事情让他看你在做什么。
God revealed to him during that time, short period of time, all the things that he had done since he could remember all the way till now.
那还没有看这个之前呢，先给他看对不起，我漏的很重要的，还没有看这个他一生所做的事情耶稣让他看有一只手出现，金色的手。金色的手，发光的手。
And before he saw all that, he saw a vision of a hand that reached out to him that was a hand of gold.
跟着呢，有一本大的簿子在这个手上翻开来。
And it opened up a book.
所以说就在分那个生命册，他看到那个本书上写作生命册。
And he saw the title of the book was the book of life.
那他就看到很多人的名字都很大个，很清楚的，谁很清楚的。都看得很清楚。
He could see all the names listed very clearly.
主耶稣这样翻，那个金色的手这样翻。
And so the golden hand started to flip through the pages.
有些名字他认识，有些不认识。
And he recognized some of the names, and there were other names he did not recognize.
再翻。
And he flipped the page.
看到他妈妈的名字也在那边。
And he saw his mother's name there.
可是那个生命册那边有下面那一段呢是空白的。
But there was a portion of it that was white.
那边是在记录你做了什么。你做了什么还有一个 是在记录你侍奉神的，有一个是在你生活上做了什么的，它分开来。
And so, it records what you have done. On one side, it talks about how you serve God, and second, on the other side, it talks about what you have done outside church.
他看到他妈妈的名字，那个侍奉那一个侍奉那个部分空的，空的，空的，零零零
And so
没有勾的。
He saw the side of he saw under his mother's name all the under the portion of the service to God he saw it was all blank.
没有做圣工啊，在圣工上的专栏那边记录空白。
And so it was completely empty in terms of service to God.
吓到了，哇，妈妈糟糕了，妈妈没有做圣工，空白。
And it shocked him because he thought, mom's in trouble.
那个金色的手又在开始翻。
And then the golden hand started to flip.
一直翻到。将近要借出来，甚至在几页的时候还没有看到他的名字他开始紧张了。
And so, closer to the end of the book, it was drawing closer. He still had not seen his name.
怎么没有我的名字呢？
And he thought, how could my name not be recorded here?
剩下最后一章了。
And on the final page,
他吓到了。
He was shocked.
没有名字在里面是不行的呀。
It is unacceptable for his name not to be in the book.
哦，到最后一章的时候呢？
And on the final page.
终于看到他的名字了，大大哥的名字，很清楚。
Very clearly saw his own name.
他就开始啊，放心了。
And then he felt good.
你不要高兴太早。
And he said, do not be so happy so
quickly. 忽然间他的名字哦，从清晰渐渐模糊，渐渐模糊，渐渐模糊，渐渐几乎要看不到了。
And the clarity of his name started to deteriorate to the point where you could not see
主耶稣开始在涂他的名了。
That Jesus Christ was starting to blot out his name.
他吓到。
And he was shocked.
发生什么事呢？为什么我的名字会渐渐消失呢？
And he said, why is my name disappearing?
这时主耶稣给他看他所做的事情。
That's
从他懂事以来就开始看。
That's when Jesus showed him all the things that he had done.
他都看到他在学校怎么样说谎，怎么样偷东西，怎样捉弄老师，怎么样都做那些坏事。
And he, God revealed to him all the things, the bad things he had done ever since he was young and while in school.
也看到他几乎每一天上网看色情影片。
And even to every time he went on the internet to look at pornography.
然后那些很低级、很糟糕的那种行为。
And so all the evil actions.
他看到他脸都红了，不好意思啊，很自己很羞耻啊。
And during this time, he was so embarrassed that he was.
这些事情是秘密来的嘛
？Because these are all secret things.
耶稣公开啊。
But
你在做这种事情呢
？God publicly revealed that you were doing this.
又看到现在什么时候呢
？And so he saw now.
就是在办圣餐的时候。
During the Holy Communion.
那传道在讲道理，讲了才来祝谢嘛。讲道时他就在那边睡觉流口水啊。那口水这样滴滴，他也耶稣已经记录了，已经好像摄影这样，已经进入那个生命册那边，
and so,
呈现出来。
It was showing that he was falling asleep during Holy Communion to the point he was drooling.
他看了很不好意思，说主耶稣原谅我，主耶稣对不起、啊。
And he felt very shameful, and he asked Jesus Christ to forgive him.
结果那个祝谢的传道说阿门。
And then minister who was sanctifying、
这个、
said amen.
这个异象就消失了。
And then the vision.Disappeared.
其实你看那个祝谢不会很久的，大概几分钟罢了嘛，不会，我们不会讲很久的啦。
And so, blessing the bread and sanctifying it does not take a long time.
这一两分钟，三五分钟里面哦，他看了很多东西。
And just within a period of three to five minutes, he saw many things.
这是发生在我们那边一次圣餐的时候的一个见证。
And so this was a testimony of during the Holy Communion.
这些年轻人啊，这些孩子。常常晚上上网又看色情片，明天就是圣餐，然后带着睡眼凶星这样没有精神呢，在教会睡觉吗？
And so,
然后又说我们聚会了，我守安息日，我领圣餐喽。我们就是这样的态度，一年一年都是这样。
And so the youth they often stay up on the internet very late, often looking at pornography, and then coming to partake in Holy Communion and falling asleep, and they do this year after year.
这主耶稣管教也好，主耶稣不祝福也好，又来赖主耶稣，说没有看顾啦，没有祝福啦，耶稣不爱你啦，又来骂耶稣。我们常常是这样。
And then when Jesus does not bless them, then they accuse Jesus of not blessing them.
多少个人是真正的检讨自己，来责备自己，都没有，都是先责问教会，责问传道，责问长子，责问主耶稣，都是这样的。
And how many?
我知道都是这样的。
How many people truly, how many members truly examine themselves, but rather they blame the members, the ministers, and the council members.
如果耶稣爱他，让他看这个很可怕的这个异象。
But Jesus really truly loved this brother, shown this vision.
如果耶稣不理他，也不给他看这个异象哦，他名字被涂抹了。
If Jesus did not show this brother this vision, then his name would be blotted out.
这样色情啊，这样做恶事啊，做这种坏事啊，然后机会又这样。带着无畏的心来领圣餐呢、啊。
And because he would continue doing all these things, and he would just go carry on.
这种态度，你以为到最后可以进天国吗
？And do you think with such an attitude you can enter the heavenly kingdom?
可是这里有一个很重要的信息，很重要的。
But here is a very important message.
生命册上的名字虽然被写上去，也有被涂抹的时候。
That even though your name might be recorded in the book of life, it is also a period of time where it might be blotted out.
这是很严重的，很严重的警告来的。
And so this is a very severe warning.
好，我们看一节圣经就结束。
And then we'll read one more verse, and then we'll conclude.
请看启示录。第几章啊？看二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
15节。
Verse 15.
好，来一起读来。
Let's read it all together.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。没有记录在生命册上，没有你名字的，就被扔在火湖，那就没有机会了。
And so if your name is not recorded in the book of life, then you'll be cast into the lake of fire.
但是刚才那个见证是已经有名字的被主耶稣涂掉了。
But the testimony before was his name was already recorded in the book of life, but blotted out.
主耶稣还没有完全涂抹，还看到一点点呢。
But Jesus did not truly completely blot him out just a little bit.
但是说主耶稣还是等他给你机会。
But Jesus still gave him an opportunity.
完全涂抹，还留下一些痕，一些名字在看得见的，稍微的看得见，还在啦。不完全的涂抹，你赶快悔改吧。
And so his name was not fully blotted out, but he was still a little bit legible.
感谢主，一切荣耀归主。
And so thank God, may all the glory and honor be unto God.
传道教会给你，谢谢你。
感谢主哈，我们听了一些美好的见证。
And so thank God, we heard some wonderful testimonies.
我们现在就休息等到4:30是祷告会。
And so we will take a break until 4:30, then we'll have a prayer session.
好，请大家休息。
Let's all take a break. 不要摸打吗？